This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Welcome to another impactful moment of strength, wisdom, and empowerment. This week I want to talk about a word that is often used and abused, a word that has many meanings and many ways that can be put into action. A word that, when it is used, can quickly change the dynamics of any situation. What do I want to talk about today? Love. Listen, love is the heartbeat of life. It is the force that binds, heals, and uplifts. It's the language spoken without words, the light that shines in the darkest places, and the foundation upon which everything good is built. Love is kind. It sees flaws yet chooses patience. Love is strong. It withstands storms, holds firm through trials, and never fades when tested. Love is sacrificial. It gives freely, expecting nothing in return. Love builds where brokenness once stood and restores what was once lost. Did I mention love? Because love is unshakable. It does not crumble under pressure. Love does not demand perfection, but embraces imperfections with grace. Love forgives because it understands that mistakes do not define a person. Love is a powerful balm, capable of healing wounds that words often deepen. When expressed in the home, it restores peace where chaos once reigned. Within the church, it brings unity through compassion. In the workplace, it diffuses tension and encourages respect. And in the community, love builds bridges where division tried to dig trenches. The late Bishop James Elliot was often heard saying, "Show me how you love me by the way you treat me." A quick search on Google shares that award-winning R&B singer Mary J. Blige sings a song, "I'm Searching for That Real Love." Real love can be found in Jesus Christ. Real love can be found in your act of kindness. Be the love, and today, offer a kind word to someone, hold the door for someone, or better yet, do something that you would want someone to do for you. I think it is called paying it forward. Now, that's real love. We call it love in action. Much like kindness, love shown is like water over a flame. It calms things down, soothes, and renews. When shared, it strengthens even in moments of despair, illness, or grief. Love doesn't demand perfection. It simply shows up and stays. Let love be your legacy, a choice that reshapes every space it enters. When people speak of you, let them speak about how loving you are, how gentle you are, and not how mean and nasty you are. Love not only covers a multitude of faults that's called forgiveness. Real love will have you speak to a person who has wronged you. Trust me, I know this all too well. It can be hard to do, but remember this, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. God-centered love can do the impossible. Love shows up through a hug, a kind word, a simple gesture. It is the quiet strength in a storm, the unbreakable bond between friends, family, and even strangers. Love stretches beyond time and distance, connecting souls in ways beyond comprehension. And at its highest form, love is divine. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4. It is the very nature of God, the love that never fails. So, if you're looking for purpose, joy, or hope,
start with love, and watch the differences of life take over. This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and you are listening to Empowerment Today podcast. Join us each Monday at noon, wherever you get your podcasts.